Ladies, we are back. We are back, and I have brought along our guest for today. She is so gracious to join us again, Miss Denise, aka Mama Denise, aka Denise Archibald, is on the line today. Hi, Miss Denise.
Hello.
It is so exciting to have you. I had comments and text messages after the last show that you joined us on. So we are very grateful that you're taking time out to jump back on and talk to the ladies. So today we have an awesome podcast for you, ladies. So first, let me do the welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Good Morning Ladies with Candy Bryant and Miss Denise, as I put that in there. So, you know, Miss Denise, on Wednesday's podcast, I spoke a little bit from, I was reading from the book, Prayers That Avail Much, that you blessed me with, that has been, I went back in there. You know what's interesting when you go back to an old book and you see all the highlight marks?
Yes.
And your notes and your little scribbles in the corner. Isn't that good? Like, you can just reflect on where you were then.
Yes. That's the beauty of it.
It really is.
Yeah, that's how the word of God is in our hearts, you know. It's highlighted in our hearts. And every word in the Bible has a meaning. So, you know, there's certain words that goes just for you. That's why we have to pray and say, God, what would you have me to read? What would you have me to study? Because those words, he gives it just for you. So naturally, it's highlighted in your mind and your heart. And then when you go through those things, it just, those scriptures, they just come up. You know, that's just how good God is.
Well, we're going to talk about his goodness today. We're also, we are on our road trip. And this week, it's kind of a little bit of a bumpy road because we're kind of pulling back the layers of, you know, where's this fear and anxiety really coming from? And this week we're talking specifically about fear, the result of broken relationships. And so before we start, when you're on the show, I have to have you pray to open us up because it's just so awesome. You know, us ladies love it. So would you open us up in prayer, Ms. Denise?
Absolutely. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will continue to rejoice and give him praise, give him honor, and give him glory. For truly, he is Lord of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. God, you're so good, God. Oh, God, you are just so good to us, even in our mess upness. Yes. You're still right there, God, with outstretched arms to embrace us and to lead us, to guide us into all truth. And God, you kept us through this day. And you know, you just keep our mind fixed on you.
Yes,
so today, we command thy day today to be a good day, a day full of your glory, a day where you can use us.
Yes,
you can use us today, God, to tell the good news that you reign and you live, God. So thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for equipping us with your word. Thank you for entrusting us with your word, God. So, God, we ask you for the power to walk through it today, to encourage someone today to lift up.
Yes,
something God will be said or done that we can lift someone up today, God, and let them know that you still live and that you reign, God, and you're just standing there waiting to embrace. So, God, we tell you thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And every lady listening in is saying amen. And so, you know, as I was talking to you earlier, Miss Denise, I said, you know, today's podcast, I just want to have a conversation and we'll let the Lord lead us and guide us in this discussion. But when we talk about the fears and anxieties that are in our lives now, some of those can go all the way back to childhood. And I remember being a child that was very timid and shy. And as I grew up in my teen years and in my 20s, I kept saying and confessing, really, I was speaking it over and over again. Oh, I'm shy. Oh, I'm timid. Oh, I'm shy. Oh, I'm timid. And, you know, our scripture, the one that we are meditating on for the past week of this podcast, has been 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And the reason why I chose this topic for this week is because those fears grow. Fear is a seed. It doesn't stay as a seed. It grows. As I was a child, I remember being afraid of being in crowds and then afraid of being in front of people, then afraid of speaking out. And so I was kind of like wanting to stay in the shadows all the time. And then, you know, I had some family members in my life that were very, they were very loud and very aggressive in their tone. And so I kind of, you know, shied back and kind of closed up. And that's the way I dealt with that, that being in that environment. And as I grew older, that fear just kept following me and it kept growing to the point where when I was ready to step out and do the things that God has called me to do, I was afraid to get on stage to sing. I was afraid to speak out. I was self-conscious. I thought people didn't want to hear what I had to say. So there is just a lot of little foxes, so to speak, and little seeds that start popping up. And so I wanted to talk to you about, you know, what about you? Do you have you experienced anything like that?
One thing I have to say, you know, and even as I was growing up, I've always heard that you are what you say you are. And sometimes we can convince ourselves that we are what we say we are. But in my walk, I mean, I would say that at an early age, and in my walk, I found out that the more I speak positive, the better things are. Even if I don't see them or know that they're going to happen, I can remember when I was a little girl, my mom always said I was just different than, you know, my sisters. You know, she just said I was different. There was just something special about me. I really didn't know what that meant at the time. But I can remember when I was 10 years old, I said, I wanted to be a teacher. I am going to be a teacher. And here I stand today. I am a teacher. So you are what you say you are. And what comes out of your mouth is what you're going to pursue.
True.
So if you're saying to yourself, oh, I can't do this. It's too hard. Guess what? You sure will not do it. And it is too hard. Because now you have said, you've spoken it. You've spoken it in the atmosphere. The enemy hear it. So he gonna jump on it. The enemy, is his job is to discourage. And if he can discourage you and bring you down, then you're not going to think positive and you're not going to want to do better. You're not going to want to excel because the enemy has held you bound because he got you right where he wants you to be, saying what you can't do, that you can't be. Like you said, people around you were loud, they were bold, but you were smart, you know, you were timid and you kept it all in, and that's what the enemy wants. But see, God had another plan. God had another plan. So that's why God put us around us with people that will bring out those little nuggets in us.
Right.
That we can see ourselves who God, as God sees us. Not as we see ourselves, but as God sees us. You know, I love the scripture, Psalm 42, where it talks about how the deer longs and pants after the stream of water and everything. But that's how, with God's words, you know, we got to long to be with him. And when we long to be with him, he pours in us, because we all have gifts. We all have, some of us have a multiple of gifts. And some of us, we have gifts that are just being stagnant because we have not yet learned to hear.
That's good.
And to be the doer of the word that God has left for us.
You know, as you were talking, it's funny how God brought to mind that a lot of ladies that are listening to this podcast have heard things from people close to them, people they were in relationship with, that have said, you'll never be this. You'll never be a dancer. You'll never own a business. You'll never succeed. You'll always be like your mother. You'll always be like so-and-so. And those are tiny fractures that I feel grow. And they begin to tell themselves exactly what they heard. You'll always be a worrier. You'll always be depressed. You'll always be sick. You'll be like so-and-so, you'll be like your mother. And it's important, as you were saying, for us to believe God's word. You're always driving us to want to get into God's word and learn what he says about us. And I love that. I'm going to post that scripture as well on the notes.
Yeah. I just, you know, I always say, I used to tell my mom all the time, Mom, through you and through God allowing me to see your weaknesses, it made me strong. And a lot of times when we see things, because nobody's perfect. We all make it. Even myself as a parent, I wasn't perfect, you know, but I tried to live by the word of God. And even the things that maybe have not gone wrong or whatever, you know, the thing about it, there's no condemnation in Christ. And see, when that comes, when discouragement, depression, fear, when all of these things come upon you, the first thing you need to think, the first step is to think about, what am I thinking about? What is my thinking pattern? Is it good? Is it going to take me somewhere? Is it going to make me stagnant? Is it pulling me back? Because we all about progression. So if it is making you stagnant, if it's keeping you in the past, because God put everything to see your forgetfulness. That's why he put our eyes in the front of us so that we can look ahead. We're not supposed to look backwards. In order for you to look backwards, you got to turn your head all the way around or your body around to look backwards. But God, when you are straight ahead, you can see everything in view. Isn't he an awesome God?
That is
hallelujah.
Awesome. That is awesome. You know, I think there's a lot of women, even for myself, that I didn't know that speaking God's word daily over myself will undo those seeds. It will kill those seeds that were spoken. So I remember, and most ladies don't know this, but I was adopted. So growing up, I had people around me who I thought were my friends, but when they would meet my parents, my adopted parents, my mom is Spanish and she's very fair skinned. My dad is black, very dark skinned. And when they would see them and then me back in the day, the funny thing was because of the Jeffersons back in the day, the funny thing was people a zebra. And so if you were a biracial child back then, you were shamed. You were made fun of. And even people that were my friends, that the people that I hung around that I considered friends, when they would make fun of me, that was hurtful. And I remember growing up for so many years, just ashamed of even being biracial. And then, you know, after that, I just remember talking to other women later in life that they would say, you know, I never had a good relationship with my mom. She would tell me, you're not going to amount to nothing. You're just going to get pregnant and be out in the street. And these are seeds that have been planted. And so I want to uproot that tonight as we close out the podcast tonight, some of these relationships in our lives and the words that have been spoken over us have tried to dictate who we are and what we will become. And Miss Denise, I believe you are here with me, and we are standing in agreement that the women that are listening to these podcasts, by the end of this 90-day journey, they're going to be free, victorious, and they're going to know who they are in Christ. I want to turn it back over to you if you have anything to share, because as you're talking, I'm pulling up these scriptures, scripture confessions that we can read as we close out. And I'll read a few.
Okay. Ladies, I just want to say this to the ladies. You know, I learned this from my sister. She said, you know, when you start moving on things is when you get sick and tired of it. You know, well, I am sick and tired of the devil trying to rob us of what God has already predestined for us. I am sick and tired of women working hard and doing what's right, trying to do what's right for the family, and they're being ridiculed or they're being abused mentally or physically. I am tired of it. I am tired of it. So with that, I pray diligently and I stand in the gap for those women. And I tell you, be not dismayed. Be not discouraged. Know that God loves you. He loves you in spite of all your mess and anything that you're in or whom you're with. God loves you. Mm.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I believe there's a woman that's listening to this, or women that are listening to this that are getting set free. So get ready, Miss Denise. Let's put our seatbelts on because we're on this road trip. Don't forget, ladies, we're calling this a road trip. I have at least 10 confessions here. And this actually I took from joycemeyer.org. It's just a list of good word. Okay, so let me get started. And then Miss Denise, if you would close us out in prayer when we're done, I just believe we're going to have some freedom by the end of this podcast. Here we go. So,
all right.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I am God's child, for I am born again of incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am God's workmanship. These are different scriptures. I'm not going to read the verses. I'll just post them. Mm-hmm. I am God's workmanship. Mm-hmm. Created in Christ unto good works. I am a new creature in Christ. I am a spirit being alive to God. I am a doer of the word and blessed in my actions. I am a joint heir with Christ. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am a part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a purchased people. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Ooh, that's like my favorite. That's my favorite. Ooh. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am not my own. I am the head and not the tail.
Not the
I
tail.
Am love only and not believe. Beneath. Let me go now. I got to scroll down. I'm about to shout up in here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, I love this. I am raised up with Christ and seated in heavenly places.
My God.
That's in Ephesians. I am greatly loved by God. And I will pick one more. It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So many more.
And one more for the road. I am wonderfully and fearfully made.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God, you're so faithful.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ladies, in our closing, you know what I want you to do? I just want you to stretch your arms out.
Yes,
Lord. As wide as you can. Just feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then I want you to enclose yourself and wrap your arms around yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And just breathe.
Thank you, God.
Can't you feel his presence? Can't you feel him? As you wrap your arms around yourself, he's right there hovering over you. Can you feel your head leaning into his chest?
Thank you, God.
Can you feel the breath of God upon you? Just imagine he's rocking you in the cradle of his arms. He's saying, yes, my daughters. Yes, my daughters. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, God, that you said you would turn our ashes to beauty.
Yes.
God, we thank you. We thank you for your new mercies every day, God, that we don't have to live on yesterday, but each day you're mindful of us, and each day you give us newness.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Father. Just as you get let bread from heaven, Father. And it was only for one day, that day to feed us. You said it in your word that you give us our daily bread. So thank you, Father. Let us feast today on your word. Let's feast on the bread that you have prepared for us this day.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. God, we thank you for each and every person, be women or men that is listening to this podcast. Bless them and bless them indeed, Father. Open doors that no man can shut. God, open their hearts, their mind, their body, and their soul to receive you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, even that they thought it not robbery to listen, to find a closer walk with you, God.
Yes,
that, God, you will give them clear instructions and direction, Father, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we say amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Woo,
hallelujah.
God is so good. And ladies, we love you. Just know that He has got good plans for you. Good plans for you, for hope and a future, not for your harm. Thank you for joining us today on Good Morning, Ladies. We love you. Until next time, ladies, be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.